Hello and welcome to episode 274 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and please do me a favor. Rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however you find us. I do appreciate getting your feedback. Now today, we continue our listener theme week by going back to the very beginning. I've heard it's a very good place to start. In episode 1 of the Daily Brainwave, which I do not suggest anyone listen to because I had no idea what I was doing back then, we covered the topic of Pluto. Well, today we sort of come full circle. The suggestion for today's show comes from Brian in Renton, who asked that I sort of recap Pluto and what's been going on with it maybe becoming a full-fledged planet again. Now, all of us here at Daily Brainwave World Headquarters are Pluto advocates for the clear and unquestionable reason that we are pretty much amused by the whole affair. That said, Pluto is really in no particular rush to regain its mantle since it was demoted to dwarf planet in 2006. There was a bit of a buzz last month in October of 2014 that Pluto was again open for debate, but really, that's all it was, just a debate. At a non-official, fairly informal public and completely non-binding debate that took place at Harvard University in September of 2014, there were a few people, scientists, who argued that the dwarf planet should get its old title back. The only real action that came from this event was a social media storm of speculation that the question was open again, but really it never was. It was always just a fun little debate. Now that said, next year, 2015, is slated to be a banner year for Pluto. Launched, perhaps ironically, in 2006, the same year the dwarf planet was demoted, the New Horizons spacecraft will arrive in orbit around Pluto, probably in July of next year, after a 9-year mission to seek out the dwarf planet. If you recall episode 1, the planet Pluto was named as a result of a contest. Now, the winner of that contest was a young lady named Venetia Burney, who was 11 at the time. Now, very sweetly, and this is adorable, a piece of equipment on the New Horizons spacecraft is named Venetia in her honor. The real Venetia saw the spacecraft launch in 2006, but she passed away in 2009. She may be gone, but one day, very soon, little Venetia will get a personal, up-close view of her little dwarf planet. Thanks for tuning in to episode 274 of the Daily Brainwave. I don't know why I just pronounced it that way. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however it is you access our content, and share the Daily Brainwave with your network and your friends. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you tune in tomorrow as we conclude Listener Theme Week by heading to Mount Olympus.